I'm not loving this.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the regular meeting of California Regional Water Quality Control Board, Mahan Region. My name is Don Jardine from Markleville, and I'm chairman. I want to thank members of the public for coming to our meeting. We do a better job when you participate in issues that come before us. At this time, I would like to introduce the other members of the regional board, Dr. Amy Horn from Treffy, Peter Pumphrey from Bishop, Keith Dias from Rosemont, Eric Sandell from Treffy. Unfortunately, Jack Clark cannot join us today. The executive officer is Patty Koyamjin. Patty, could you introduce staff?
Thank you, Chairman Jardine. Good evening, everyone. We have a number of staff here as a resource to you. We have Sue Jenner over here, our board clerk. If you want to speak before the board, she's the person that takes your... There you go. Kim Niemeyer is our from the Office of Chief Counsel. Laura Kemper is our assistant AEO in the audience there. Behind her is Chuck Curtis, also from our staff. Doug Smith, what's your moment? Around here somewhere. Robert Larson in the front row looking dapper. Dan Suskin here looking dapper as well. And then Richard Booth in the audience. So those are our staff.
The regional board will be considering many items during this meeting. Although we must use our time wisely, we encourage your input on any item so that our decision will be based on all available information. If you wish to speak on any agenda item, please fill out an orange card indicating which item you wish to address and how many minutes you need. Although we do not administer an oath in most proceedings before this board, we expect all statements to meet all statements made before this board to be truthful, with no attempts to mislead by false statements, deceptive presentation, or failure to include essential information. We also ask that you obey our ground rules, which are: treat everyone with respect. This includes board members, board staff, anyone who testifies, and your fellow citizens. This means no personal attacks and no violent, contemptuous, or disruptive behavior. In the interest of everyone's time, please communicate your ideas clearly and efficiently so that we can develop an accurate administrative record. We ask that you speak only after you're recognized. At this time, please come to... at that time, please come to the lectern and speak to the agenda item. If you do not follow these rules or become repetitious, I may ask you to sit down. Any person aggrieved by any action or inaction by the regional board, including but not limited to the issuance, modification, or rejection of waste discharge requirements, administrative civil liability, or a cease and desist order, may petition the State Water Resources Control Board to review the decision. The State Board must receive the petition within 30 days of the regional board's meeting at which the action was taken. Board staff will provide you with copies of the regulations about filing petitions if you request them. They are also available on the State Water Resources Control Board's website. Starting off, I have one announcement out of closed session. We met regarding personnel matter. There were no reportable actions taken, and closed session is continued into tomorrow. I'll move to item 9, public forum. Any person may address the water board regarding a matter within the water board's jurisdiction that is not related to an item on this meeting agenda. Comments will be generally limited to 5 minutes unless otherwise directed by the chair. Any person wishing to make a longer presentation should contact the executive officer at least 10 days prior to the meeting. Comments regarding matters that are under development at future meetings will be restricted. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to address the Water Board? I'll move on then to item 10, amended waste discharge requirements and National Pollution Discharge Elimination System Permit for stormwater urban runoff discharges from El Dorado County, Placer County, and the City of South Lake Tahoe within the Lake Tahoe Hydrologic Unit, El Dorado and Placer Counties. Order R6T 2011-0101A1. I would ask for a staff presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the board. My name is Bob Larson. I'm a staff environmental scientist working on the Lake Tahoe TMDL program implementation and management. I've had the pleasure of working on watershed management issues here at Lake Tahoe for the Water Board for more than 10 years, and I'm here today to present on the amended waste discharge requirements and National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit for stormwater urban runoff discharges within the Lake Tahoe Hydrologic Unit. Sorry to repeat the title again. Just a quick outline, I have a single slide of background information. I'll then talk a bit about permit status before describing the proposed amendments. I'll finish up with a recommendation to the board, and then we'll do my best to answer any questions. I've included this slide from previous presentations to briefly remind us of how we got here. Through the mid and late 1980s, stormwater discharges in the Tahoe Basin were regulated through roadway operations and maintenance permits. These permits primarily focused on erosion control project implementation and traction abrasive application and recovery practices. In 1990, the US EPA promulgated regulations for regulating stormwater runoff from industrial sites, construction sites, and large municipalities under the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, or NPDES, program. Given that stormwater was known to be a significant source of pollutants to Lake Tahoe, the Water Board issued the first municipal NPDES permit to local government on the California side of the Lake Tahoe Basin in 1992. That first municipal NPDES permit was updated in 2000 and again in 2005. Following the US EPA's approval of the Lake Tahoe TMDL in August 2011, Water Board staff brought an updated permit to the board in December of last year. As you may recall, that permit included updated findings to align with other NPDES permits throughout the state and describe the context for permit elements related to the TMDL. We also made a number of changes to the stormwater management plan requirements and added explicit requirements to reduce nutrient and fine sediment particle loading in accordance with the Lake Tahoe TMDL. Most importantly, the updated permit required the co-permittees to use the Lake Clarity Crediting Program to track and report pollutant load reduction activities and associated field conditions. Finally, the permit required targeted water quality monitoring to help confirm that load estimation tools are reflecting actual water quality trends and to improve the utility and function of those tools. Following permit adoption last year, two parties petitioned the State Water Board to review the Regional Board's decision. The three co-permittees, the City of South Lake Tahoe and El Dorado and Placer Counties, submitted a joint petition expressing their concern that the permit placed a disproportionate regulatory burden on local government to achieve required pollutant load reductions. The permittees also stated their belief that the permit failed to adequately describe regulatory coordination with the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, and expressed their opinion that the required water quality monitoring was excessive and not appropriate. The League to Save Lake Tahoe also petitioned the permit for very different reasons. The League's petition maintains that the replacement of concentration-based effluent limits with average annual mass and particle number-based limits was illegal and constitutes backsliding. The League's petition also states that the required monitoring is insufficient to determine compliance and that additional monitoring should be required at the co-permittees. The issues raised in the two petitions are not new. All of the positions described in the petition documents are consistent with the comment letters received last year when the permit was circulated for review. We've already responded to the identified concerns in writing, and we believe that the petitions do not raise any substantive questions that had not been addressed in previous response to comments. Ultimately, State Water Board staff are responsible for reviewing the merit of the petitions. The LEED petition is still pending review, and we've not been given any indication from State Water Board staff regarding the status of that petition. Water Board staff have, however, had met directly with the League's new executive director and have had productive discussion regarding the basis of the League's concern. The tone of our conversations with the League has been quite positive, and we look forward to continuing the dialogue with the League. Regarding the permittee petition, the Water Board executive management and co-permittee elected officials met to discuss the permittee's concerns, and following that initial meeting, the co-permittees asked that the State Water Board hold their petition in abeyance while the permittees discuss their options with Water Board staff. This led to a series of meetings where we sat in a room with the permit language on the screen. We went through each section, line by line, and talked a lot about what the word said and what was expected of the various requirements. In doing so, we learned that there were a number of opportunities to clarify our intent, acknowledge some of the uncertainty as related to the TMDL elements, reduce overlapping requirements, and better align the monitoring plan submittal date with available funding. It was a good time. We had a lot of good discussion about the various elements of the permit and dramatically improved our common understanding of what we're trying to accomplish with this permit. So what did we do? First, the proposed permits correct a number of identified errata, mostly inconsistent use of acronyms and abbreviations and a series of typos. And my thanks to Sue Genera for reviewing the draft document and catching many, if not all, of those errors. The remainder of the changes are a direct result of meetings with co-permittees. We made a number of small wording changes to better convey the intent of various requirements, clarifying the level of detail expected, for instance, and deleting vague wording. We also eliminated the enforcement response plan section and the associated reference. This plan was deemed redundant with the requirement to establish, maintain, and enforce adequate legal authority to implement the permit. Most importantly, were the additions that we made to the findings and administrative provisions. First, we added a new finding that describes the context for adaptively managing the TMDL program and, if necessary, adjusting the load reduction target schedule. The language in this finding is the same that's found in the TMDL Basin Plan Amendment and provides the permittees with a level of assurance that the commitment made by this board to consider revisiting the TMDL schedule still stands. We also added an administrative provision that explicitly allows the permittees to request the permit be reopened to consider new information regarding load reduction planning and funding analyses. Although the permit provided this opportunity previously, the amended language is more clear about the type of information that would support reconsideration of various permit requirements. Lastly, we adjusted two plan submittal dates. The permittees have been working cooperatively with each other and their Nevada counterparts to develop a monitoring plan to meet permit requirements and begin gathering much-needed stormwater quality data. The initial due date for this plan was July 15th of this year. Due to funding delays and the complexities of interagency coordination, it became clear that that date was too aggressive, and the executive officer signed a letter in early July that extended this submittal date to March 15th of next year. The amended permit just reflects that change. Because that change then added to the multiple permit deliverables due on March 15th of next year, we agreed to shift the stormwater management plan submittal date to October 15th, from March 15th to October 15th of 2013. I just want to highlight that these amendments do not substantively change the critically important portions of the adopted permit. Specifically, the Lake Tahoe TMDL load reduction requirements did not change, nor did the requirements to implement the Lake Clarity crediting program to track and report load reduction actions. Similarly, the important on-the-ground condition assessment and water quality monitoring requirements remain unchanged. Because this amendment was crafted with unprecedented coordination with our implementing partners, I'm pleased to say that all three co-permittees have signed a letter supporting the proposed amendment and stating their intent to withdraw the petition following amendment adoption. And the board received a copy of that letter that was submitted just yesterday in our board packet. The letter does express some ongoing concerns the permittees have about their ability to comply, and we are committed to continuing the productive conversations we have had to address these issues. I believe our already strong working relationship with local government has improved through this collaborative process, and we look forward to continued partnership as we face the challenges ahead. With that, staff recommend that the board adopt the amendments as proposed. happy to answer any questions the board might have.
Mr. Sandell, any questions?
Not at this time.
Thank you. And we'll accept this letter from the County of El Dorado County and the Placer.
Yes, from the City of South Lake Tahoe, El Dorado, and Placer County.
Yes. That's entered into the record. Any further comments?
I have nothing at this time.
I have two speaker cards. And Claire? Orthea?
Let's see if I'm loud enough. I'm getting very loud. I'm Claire Fortier, and I'm the mayor of the City of South Lake Tahoe. I would like to let you know that El Dorado County Supervisor Norma Santiago had hoped to be here today. Unfortunately, she is afflicted with laryngitis, and as you all know, that's debilitating to a politician. So, I actually stand here today with a great deal of positive and gratitude for Lahontan staff, Bob Larson, for working so closely with what I consider was a stellar team that came from El Dorado County, Placer County, and the City of South Lake Tahoe. This was a very, very difficult discharge permit that you have put into Tahoe. I understand the reasons why. And while we still have some fundamental disagreements on what the measurement should be and how we're going to pay for it, the process of getting this permit through has been absolutely an amazing process for Tahoe itself. There has been quite a bit of close collaboration. I felt like the Lahontan staff listened to our staffs, worked jointly together to try to craft the best permit that we could find, given that we still have trepidations with the basis of the permit itself. Now, with your permission, and it's entirely up to you, I can read our letter into the record or simply state that we are not opposing the permit process. What's your pleasure?
I think we recognize your letter, and it is entered into the record, but if you'd like to make general remarks about it.
Generally, I would just like to say that basically, all three jurisdictions, which are the only three jurisdictions within California and Lake Tahoe, have been very concerned that this is not just a problem of mid-lake clarity, but also a problem of nearshore, and I understand you're going to address that issue later. Secondarily is whether or not this model is flexible enough that if we do not achieve the goals, it can change, and that's been addressed to a certain extent in the permit. However, we still have an underlying concern about the cost going forward of what lake clarity and what this model is going to mean. We also have concerns that we don't even start to see what will happen in terms of lake clarity for a good 15 years based on this model, and yet every 5 years that pollutant load levels are need to be reduced by 10%. The question is if it's actually doable and financially feasible. But other than that, I appreciate Lahontan's working with us and am glad we're going forward. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a second speaker card. Jack Landy.
Hello, members of the board. My name is Jack Landy. I'm the U.S. EPA Lake Tahoe Basin Coordinator. And I just have a couple of very brief comments. We'd like to commend your staff for their willingness to work with us on this permit and the amendments to it. And your staff have crafted amendments to address the concerns of the permittees, we believe, without compromising the integrity of the permit or removing any federal requirements. We believe this revised permit continues to represent an appropriate balance of permittee capacities, MS4 permit requirements, and implementation of the Lake Tahoe TMDL, and we support adoption of the revised permit. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
and there being no more speaker cards.
Gosh, you all keen. This is like anticlimactic.
Board member discussions? Mr. Senda.
This is a great contrast to our last meeting on this subject. It's disheartening to see. I don't have anything to add to the work that's been done and the technical requirements that are contained within the proposed item for tonight. So I guess I really don't have anything to say except good work.
Dr. Wong.
One of the books that I've read about political leadership says that when people are calling each other names, they're not getting any real work done. And so I am so thrilled at this meeting tonight. I can't tell you. You guys have, all the parties have gotten in the room. You've gone through it line by line. You've done real work and come up with a permit that, maintains its integrity and you feel you can follow. We have always made the commitment to you that as we learn more, we can revise the permit to recognize new understandings and new experiences. Many of you have undertaken long-term projects, and you start on these long-term projects, and you take a step, and you as you're starting on this long project, you don't exactly know where it's going to end up, and it may not end up where we think it's going to end up today, but we won't know unless we start down the road. So kudos to everybody for working so hard to get a permit everyone can use.
Mr. Pumphrey.
Well, this is just spectacular. And this is a clear representation of the way things ought to be. Boy, you all know you don't see that very often. It is exceptionally gratifying to be able to have this document come to us and to see the process that brought it to us. So, as Dr. Horn said, kudos and thank you for your hard work.
Mr. Dias.
I appreciate the positive comments we've heard tonight. I commend all of the parties involved in the discussions, and I'm very encouraged going forward with this type of collaboration. Thank you.
I have to support every word stated here by the board. The collaboration, the cooperation, the understanding, the commitment. We've come a long ways, but we've got a ways to go yet. But we're all in this.
And I just wanted to end on a positive note, too. Some of the issues that are remaining to discuss, I see this as an opportunity not for an end, but a beginning. So I do look forward to working with all of you going forward on some of these other issues that you've listed here and how we can help you going on a forward basis.
I'll open the floor for a motion.
So if we could all join together and sing Kumbaya, I would approve adoption of the amended waiver discharge requirements.
Motion and second by Dr. Warren. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Thank you, everyone.